Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelmed.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip of us.
Hey,
it's
Cole.
The best part of the week. Hey, Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, by far. Tuesdays and Fridays.
Any day with you is a good day.
That's right. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Howdy-doody, folks.
I meant to reciprocate, like, every time with you is good, but it made it, I just sounded like, yes, of course, every time with me is the best.
Yeah, no, that's what everyone thought. Everyone's like, whoa, Call's real full on herself right now.
Whoa.
What are you sipping on?
Well, it's quite an ordeal.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Ashley. Okay, so what I did, I went on stories, peep us over on Instagram. I take over the weekends. Ash takes over midweek. At You Can Sip With Us. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, so someone, a soul sipper, sent us an email. They said, Colleen, I got a drink that's right up your alley.
Okay.
Rum, champagne, and a splash of pineapple, Hawaiian mimosa. I said, hell yeah, that's right up my alley. Problem here on the home front, I don't have all those ingredients. So what I did.
What are you missing?
Well, I didn't think I was missing anything except for just modifications that would.
Right.
This will be fine. So I had one of the mimosas in a can that we talked about last week, mango mimosa in a can, mm-hmm. You know, champ, sparkles, all the things.
Right.
I had rum, obviously. Yep.
Of course you did.
And then Chris and I, for a camping mixer, we bought a Fanta pineapple.
Oh.
And I thought a splash of this.
Yeah. This is a slam dunk, you think.
Right. Mixed it all together. Not so good.
No.
And I then I was like, I got to drink this because, you know, and I got a backup one of it. Because I made two separate drinks out of it, you know, because I was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't slapping how I expected it to.
Yeah. Because it sounds on paper like it's going to be magic.
Chris thinks that I should have kept it simple, that I should have done just Fanta rum, but it would have been too much Fanta. I don't want something that sweet.
Yeah.
Or he thinks I should have just had the mimosa. Because it already had like,
well, the mimosa's not really that unique because it's like that's champagne and mango and all you're doing is having champagne and mango and more champagne.
Right.
It's basically the same thing that was in the can then.
Yeah.
Unless you were to add, you know, the rum or something.
Right. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just nothing really worked. So, but I wasn't happy. He said life's too short to drink something you're not happy with. So
100% agree.
Have you had the Bud Light seltzers yet?
No.
They're sneaky good. They're really good. Yeah, they're actually really good. And so I got a mango one of those. I don't remember where Chris got them, but we have like a variety pack.
Yeah,
the strawberry Bud Light seltzer is bomb.
Wow.
Bomb.
I don't know really if I like it better than the Truly. You don't know if you do?
I don't know if we do. And I think we need to do a blind taste test.
Yes. Okay. I'll get into what I'm drinking in a second.
Yeah,
my issue here, we have something to discuss. So speaking of blind taste test. Mm. So I did this thing where I said, hey, Cole, let's eat these disgusting jelly beans. But they're jelly beans. They were just jelly beans. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're not actually eating. Like, I'm not actually eating skunk spray. I'm not actually eating dirty dishwasher. You know, I'm not actually eating someone's barf. I'm eating
a
jelly bean. It's pretend. And so mentally I could get there. So then Call sends, well, you assholes on Instagram told her to do this. So I'm blaming this on all of you. She sends me crickets and they're not like minced up. They're not like cricket chips. It's legitimate crickets that look like they've been freeze dried with wings and eyes and antennas and legs and all of it.
It's like captured their last moment.
And I have honestly been dreading it. And everybody that I tell, like my nanny and then my aunt and uncle and cousins were here, and they're like, I can't believe this. I cannot believe that you're doing. And I'm like, and I've been thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. Well, like on Amazing Race, you have to do it because you're like, there's something to do it for. But I feel like, why are we doing that to ourselves?
You don't think there's anything to do it for?
No.
Well,
I don't see how I'm going to be able to do this.
Do you remember?
What have your thoughts been?
Do you remember, Ash, how petrified I was of these jelly beans? You could get there, but I couldn't because everyone told me, oh, just wait. I had to vomit when I had them and I don't like vomiting.
Yeah.
And so I was petrified of this. And you know what you said to me?
What?
You said, never turn down a bit.
I never turned down a bit.
Never turn down a bit. Golden rule. Never turn down a bit. You know what these crickets are, Ash?
What?
They're a bit.
So how are you feeling about it? Are you feeling proud of yourself?
At this very moment, I'm feeling a little proud of myself because now there's some buildup around it. And when we do it, it's going to be even better because of that. So yeah, I'm feeling like I gotcha in the same way you got me with the jelly beans. The issue is when I look at the crickets. No, they're not. When I look at the crickets, I don't feel good about my decision. But they're not near me right now, so I'm okay.
Right.
And you guys, we were going to do it this episode, but then we said, we got this whole murder mystery thing, situation. It's going to take the whole episode. We'll put a pin in it and do crickets next time. Well, the murder mystery thing it's not going to happen because we got to do some finagling and figure out how to make it work for listening and so we can all play together.
We need a simpler one because the one that I ordered is like, you got to go online and subscribe to this thing. And every box is like a part of the thing. It's like, so the box that I got is here's how to determine what the murder weapon is, but not the whole thing. Like, and then you have to go online and like register and someone's going to send me digital files, the detective and all these things. And I'm like, that's not entertaining for you guys to listen to.
Right.
I feel like it would be entertaining for us to do. I just don't know how, you know, so we need to have all of our ducks in a row so that we can give you the facts and then you can help us crack the case.
Yeah. We're postponing. We're still going to do a murder game, but we're postponing it. Mm-hmm. Crickets are still postponed because I forgot about them. Otherwise I would have said, let's do crickets today, but we're not prepared for crickets. So crickets are still next time.
Do you know what my backup was? When you told me the jelly bean thing that you were like terrified of it. And I thought, here's another thing. You wanted to be surprised. Here's what I was going to do. It's truly truly lemonade ice cream. It's called Tipsy Scoop. And I was going to ship 4 pints of them to you, all the flavors of these. Yeah. And I haven't ordered it yet. And because, you know, it's like $40 or something, and then I got to ship it. And I thought, this will be a nice treat. This will be a nice treat
best
for
friend
us.
Move. This will be so sweet of me.
And then all of a sudden, these mother crickets in sour cream and onion, bacon and cheese, and salt and vinegar flavor arrive to my door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No more ice cream for me.
I don't know how I'm going to forgive you. And I feel like I'm going to have to be hammered. So that episode, we're going to have to drink heavily.
Now here's heavily. The thing. Do we try just one cricket of choice of the flavors or do we have to try?
No, we don't have to try all of them. Colleen, do not. Do not. What if we get into it and we think, this is great.
What if we
What this flavor is.
Now, does that scare you more that you could become a cricket connoisseur?
No, because I feel like here the thing that is working against me is my mind. It's not really an issue of eating crickets. It's my brain. And the way I think about this is maybe it was yesterday. So Revy yesterday found a bug on the ground. I think it was yesterday. And she was all excited about the bug. Oh no, where'd the bug go? And then she's on her hands and knees and she's digging behind like their cabinet. She has no fear. no fear, and she just wants to play with the bug, right? And these crickets arrive, and she has no fear around them. She's poking the box. Mommy, look, crickets. She's very excited. She's very excited. If I were to like, hey, Rev, try a cricket, I'm sure she would do it. No issue, because her mind isn't working against her. It's all in my mind right now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not like you sent me poison. It's just terrifying.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I'm really struggling. Anyway,
we got a different game to play today. It, no.
But I can't, seems like.
We've gone too far.
We've gone too far.
Mm-hmm. And your reactions to this are golden. Yeah. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking I left the can in the kitchen, but it's a alcoholic kombucha. And this one's like chili mango or something. So it's like got a little heat, but I'm liking that. And then I also have a bottle of rosé and my Truly and a glass of ice, because Colin and I are going to play a drinking game after we do our faves, and I didn't know how much I'm going to be drinking, so I figured out.
So you guys can play along with us. We'll figure out a way.
Yeah, get your cocktail now.
Press pause and go get your cocktail.
I need to be recording all this. Hold on. I mean, we're recording.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, I'm going to fill. I've got something to ask for everyone. So over on Patreon, if you guys are new here, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. Last week, we tossed out, hey, where's everybody from? Drop it in the comments.
Ooh, uh-huh.
We didn't know if we had anyone like international, right? And I also want to know just like what the state spread was. A lot of folks on our Friday episodes commented. We got people in the UK, Australia. It was kind of cool to see the spread.
Yeah. Oh,
so I want you guys to take a break from listening right after I say this thing and then come back. Okay. So I want you guys to go into the comments on iTunes. So you click on our podcast and go into the comments. I'd like you guys to share where you're from and then also share what you're sipping on for this episode, or just like share like a drink, you know, for everyone.
You're talking about in Patreon.
No, I'm talking about here on iTunes.
How do they, can you tell? You can just add,
it's a review. It's a review.
Oh, okay. So leave a review.
Leave a review.
So with where are you from?
Yeah. Tap the five. We're just under 2,000 five stars or whatever. So if you guys could tap the five, let's try and get to 3,000. Can you guys do this?
Yeah, just tell us where you're from.
Tell us where you're from, but also leave a drink so we can. And then what you guys can do is we can all scroll the reviews and get drink ideas from each other.
Yeah.
It'll be like a master drink share is the idea.
Wait, I was starting to read our reviews. So you told people to leave their favorite drink recipe?
Just now for this week. Leave your favorite drink or just something you're sipping on that you like.
That's a great idea.
And then we can all get ideas
for drinks. Also then it's like review of the week. We should pick a cocktail and make it on the freaking pod.
Yeah, we'll share several. We'll share several that look bomb. And don't forget to tap the stars.
Okay, so pause right now and go do it. Five star. Hit the five star. Where are you from? Maybe how long you've been listening, and then your favorite drink.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, good.
Great idea.
Great. Okay, do it. Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for doing that for us.
If you haven't done it, press pause again. Go do it.
Welcome back.
Get it together. Okay.
Welcome back again.
Okay, now we can tango with our review of the week. Man, there were some good ones. There were some great ones coming in hot. Here it is. Bottoms Bean Boozled from Lesha V. Soul sipper from the very beginning here. I just had my third baby and have been cleared to resume normal exercise. Oh, also small note. When you guys do your comments with your drinks, obviously they can be non-alcoholic, right? Okay, cool.
Yes.
However, because when you're Prego and if you're not drinking alcohol, you want non-alcoholic drinks that actually taste good. So I'm very curious about those. Okay. I just had my third baby and have been cleared to resume normal exercise. However, this was not like a normal exercise routine for me. I thought, what better way to get me through than a good hang with my virtual besties? Hearing you two screaming at the Bean Boozled jelly beans had me screaming while laughing so hard that I just let it go. Yep, my bladder Bean Boozled me. Full on pee pants over here. Oh, I should have known better than to hang out with you while trying to work out for the first time postpartum, but here we are. I hope this made you two laugh as much as you girls make me laugh. Love you and keep on sipping.
Oh,
Lesha. Yeah. Lesha. Lesha go.
You let Lesha go, baby. Wow. Well, you know, that's just a hazard of being pregnant and
that's the way
the mom, I guess, postpartum, that happens too.
The cookie crumbles. All right. Take care of your bladders, guys. And also take care of your toes. Okay. Take care of your toes and feet with Rothy's. As the weather warms up, Rothy's is here to brighten your day with comfortable, washable, and sustainable products. You guys know we freaking love these shoes, right? Mm-hmm. Like love, love, love. Rothy's makes stylish, sustainable shoes and bags for life on the go. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. And you would never know because you guys, you put these on your feet. They've got the cutest styles, such a mix of colors, prints, and patterns, all the sizes and styles, okay? They're seamlessly knit with thread, like I said, from plastic water bottles, but they're so ultra comfortable. You slip them on, no break-in period. You put them on your feet and you're like, how have I gone my whole life without
these clouds? Are these adorable clouds
on my toesies?
What?
Yes. They come with free shipping, free returns. They've kept over 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills. So they're going to transform your feet and they're transforming the world, okay, with beautiful, sustainable products. Another bonus, this is a kicker. This is the kicker. Funny to say that with shoes, right? But they're fully machine washable.
Yep.
Guys, I got stinky feet. I stink up my shoes. It's no match for Rothy's. Rothy's is like, we got you, call.
No
throw
big
them in
deal.
The wash. A nice refresh. Going to be brand spanking new again. All right,
so
Ash,
check out the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/sip. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/sip. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/sip today. All right, should we get into some faves?
Yeah, faves. Okay. Fave of faves.
So Col and I decided, I think we told you guys this, that we're only bringing you A-plus things. So we don't have everything for every week. And I only have three things this week, which is a little whatever. Okay. So favorite thing that I watched, have you heard of, I watched Defending Jacob. I think you've talked about that. Have you talked about that?
Yeah, I read the book, but I haven't seen, I know it's on Apple. The book was like decent. It was entertainment.
Okay.
The book was entertainment. How was the...
Not that I would not sign up for Apple TV for.
Yeah.
It was fine. I mean, I started like saying, yeah, I want to watch that, like just to know what happened, but it was not that well done.
It seemed like one of those, not Hallmark, but what's the other channel? It's like made for TV. I don't know. Just one of those.
Yes. C+. I told John, I'm like... This is making it in every scene. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a TV show. Like the actors weren't good enough. The storyline wasn't good enough. Whereas like, I feel like Walter White actually existed. Like Walter White and Jesse Pinkman were not, that's not a TV show. That was like documentary. You know what I mean? Like
we
were in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but then I also watched, and this is on Apple TV, Truth Be Told. Have you heard of that?
No.
You're going to want to do this.
What?
You guys need to get Apple TV. It is with Olivia, the girl from The Help, Olivia something.
Octavio.
Octavia. Octavia Spencer. And then Octavia Aaron Spencer. Paul from Breaking Bad.
Okay, say it one more time. What's it called?
Truth Be Told.
Truth Be Told.
And it is about someone. Octavia Spencer is a podcast host, like a crime series podcast host, you know, kind of like Serial. So she goes in, investigates things, hosts a podcast, and gets Aaron Paul convicted. And now she's having, well, basically, like she kind of was the catalyst to that. Of murder. So now she's having second thoughts and she's trying to go back and like redo another round of the podcast. Like, hey, did we have this right? Problem is Aaron Paul, whatever his character name is, he's been in prison now for several years and he has joined the Aryan Brotherhood. So he has like swastikas all over him. And I don't know when this was filmed, but it's also there's a lot of relevance going on. Mm-hmm. And so it's so she's up against a lot of things because of her family not wanting her to like defend this guy who is now, you know, racist.
Defending Aaron Paul.
Right.
That's
so it's like,
it's
it is so fascinating and it's, and the acting is phenomenal. Like it's really good. So Truth Be Told is the best thing that I watched this week.
Is it, so is it a series then or a movie?
Yeah.
A series.
So yeah, this we watched is a three good, episodes.
Okay, three of, and there's more.
I don't know. That you could watch eight or something.
Great. Great. So it's got good. Some legs. It'll keep me entertained for a while. I'm going to watch it tonight because I need a 90-day fiancé break.
Oh, God. You're still on
I'm
that?
Still just in 90-day fiancé trash TV land, man.
Yeah.
So this will pull me out. I need some quality. This is good. This is great timing. This. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Product. I do have three products this week, though. So good. I don't have eight red you. Or herd, but I do have three products. Okay. The first thing is I put a little pink in my hair this week.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's not too much. It washes out. I've put some in Revy's hair as well. It's a spray on color from Target, $12 by Kristen S. ESS. I got it in
Rose
Gold.
That's Lauren Conrad's person.
Oh, her hairstylist?
Friend or something. Yeah. Oh, Kristen. How do I know that? Okay. Is that?
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway. Yeah. So she has, I did the Rose Gold and I like it. I just washed my hair in the shower, sprayed it. I didn't like need it to be perfect. Left it on for a little bit. Rev, I only wash my hair like once a week and I haven't washed it since I did it. So I still have some pink. Rev, we wash her hair every day. So hers washes out like every day, but it's really fun, you know, in your kit. There's no issue. Like you can put it in your kid's hair and that's fun.
Is it the Kristen S. Rose Gold Temporary Tint Spray? It's on Amazon.
That's the one. Oh, I'm going to add it to our face. How much is it?
Available. Oh, it's one of those like available. Oh, $21.
Okay. Well, it's double the price then because Target is $12.99, I think.
Ah, 12. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to add it to our faves then.
I mean, there is something to be said for the convenience of Amazon, but
that's just
double. Yeah. No. I mean, you can add it to our faves, but anyway. Okay. Then the second thing is I found this company on Instagram. They're called Rich Class Decor Rugs.
Okay.
And I had seen some bloggers with this rug that says you are beautiful in it. It's a 3x5 rug and they have all kinds of other cute sayings and they also just have cute rugs. So I found this company and then I went to their Instagram and I realized these are men and women hand weaving these rugs in India. So sometimes when I find a company, I'll reach out and I'll say, hey, do you have a discount code or do you do any collabs where they'll send me free product and then I can talk about it. And when I saw who was making these rugs, I didn't ask for a discount. I was like, I'm going to support these people because this is amazing. And I ordered a rug and a blanket. It arrived. They put a little handwritten thank you note in there. I'll put a picture up on our Instagram of the You Are Beautiful rug. And then they wrote back to me when I tagged them on Instagram. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm crying. You have no idea what this means to me and my weavers. And then I asked, hey, do you have a discount code? And she did offer a discount code, Ashley10 for 10% off. Whether or not you want to use it, you know, just I feel like it's great to support those kind of small and it arrived really fast, actually, within probably 2 weeks.
Say the name
from
again?
India. Rich Class Decor.
Rich Class Decor.
And they're at Rich Class Decor on Instagram.
I'm going to give them a little follow.
Yeah, give them a little follow. Okay, and then lastly,
a little purchase too. Rich.
Yeah.
Class.
No, there's one that says like "Darling, I love you" in the rug that I think would be cute in like a playroom or a kid's room or like a nursery.
I love this one. I promise to do better today.
Is that one of the rugs?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't that be great as like a maybe an entry rug? Or like, some, you know, like before you leave the door.
About?
Yeah.
Oh, for the bathroom, get naked.
Get naked.
That's so
funny. I'm actually going to order that. It's cute. I said, can I do it? Because they have a winky face on there. I'm going to order that. And I asked them, can I get this without a winky face? And they said, yes, just leave a note. And they said, she wrote back and said, I don't know what people want. And so actually a lot of people requested it without a winky face, but they have videos of the weavers on there if you watch their stories. And it's just really cool. Like to, you know, rather than going to like rugs.com or IKEA, like supporting people who is like, this is their livelihood.
They also have some really nice pattern ones that are like the very stylish sort of boho.
Kind of like Aztec-y boho. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a whole bunch. Find those ones everywhere. And I mean that in a good way. Like,
right. Yes.
Yeah. Because they're very cute, multi-purpose.
So I really love it. And I just love it. It's like a small business. Okay. And then lastly, Mac has been struggling this week. This is something I've talked about before, but he's struggling with his nap routine. Yeah. And I just want to give another shout out to my sleep coach. If you don't have a sleep coach for your baby, it has been so much better this time than with Rev because I had someone that knew what they were doing. And when you don't know what you're doing, you're just kind of like throwing spaghetti at a wall and seeing what sticks. And babies are little puzzles and everybody's different, but they have some consistencies. And so she can say, like a lot of people say the fourth leap is huge. And there's a 4-month sleep regression. It's really painful. We didn't have a sleep regression with Mac. And I asked her about like, hey, is there sleep regression? She's like, when babies are really in routine and they are feel safe in their bed and they know how to place themselves to sleep, you don't really see much of a regression. And I found that to be true. He is struggling right now. I think we've kind of trained him to, so he, now he's at the place where his sleep cycle is an hour. So then he wakes up at an hour and 10, and John's like, oh, he's crying. And we feed every 3 hours. So he's up for an hour and a half, down for an hour and a half, up for an hour. So if he's at an hour and 10, I'm like, oh, okay, we'll just bring him to me. So then what we, I think what has happened is we've trained him to when he wakes up, he knows we're going to come get him. Yeah. And so then he wasn't able to put himself back to sleep. And he was getting really overtired and was just super fussy and crying all the time. Didn't know what was going on. I reached out to Jenna, my sleep coach, and she got us right back on track again. And it's just, and she helps with like, here's great swaddles. Here's the setup you should have. So anyway, on Instagram, and that's another small business, just a mama. She has two little girls, and it is the number four, the love of sleep on Instagram. I don't know if she'll offer you a discount with me. She did for a while, but you can drop my name and see if she'll do anything. I don't know. She has a pretty full schedule now, but I'm really, really grateful for her.
You know what we should do? What? We should have her on the podcast as a guest.
And give top do, like, a, some,
like just sort yeah. of, I mean, obviously you, the thing with baby sleep, right? Like is as babies get older and they are puzzles, you are in a groove for a while and then there's like a wrench. Mm-hmm. And it's your whole life is turned upside down until you can get back to that routine.
Right.
So yes, this like I'm already thinking like, man, if we were to have another baby, I would 100% want a sleep coach because there were patches where we were just,
you know,
and sleep screws up your everything. You're just, everything. So anyway, but it would be cool to have her on here to like promo her business, but then also share good content that everyone can benefit from. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, you'll want, but that would be cool. Like the basics.
I'll
maybe she
can
come on here and share like baby basics of sleep or something.
I think that would be a great idea. Yeah. So find her. And then lastly, favorite thing that I sipped this week. I think I did this a couple years ago, like before Rev, but I redid it today because, this week, our social media, we don't know what we call her, social media extraordinaire. She helps us with our social now.
Yeah.
Lacey. She sent us a recipe a while ago and it had kombucha and some kind of liquor in it. And I thought, I need that. So I went to the store this week for 4th of July things. And I thought, and there was alcoholic kombucha, but I bought kombucha and I bought the watermelon kombucha and then I mixed it with champagne. And that, I think any kombucha mixed with champagne is a winner chicken dinner.
It was a delicious. That just
so
sounds like
good.
Summer.
And then it feels like, you know, kombucha, it's good for your gut, but then you're getting a buzz. Like it's just a win-win.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. That's what my faves are for
probiotics
the week.
And partying. Okay. Here are my faves. I loved those. Ash. Okay. Favorite thing I watched. So for our wedding, we had a videographer and Ash, you're the one who told me. So if you're listening to this and you are planning a wedding for post-COVID, right? Or whatever, make sure you've got a videographer because there's nothing that's going to bring back the day like video. But we had a trailer of our wedding, but then we also had a 60-minute like documentary that we had never watched because we were too afraid that we'd be too sad because there's been a lot of people who've passed away since, including Chris's dad. We had two of our pets who we loved pass away. We each had a grandparent we were super, super duper close to. So it was hard. But so we watched it. We had Kleenex. Mm. Yeah. It was really emotional, but it was also really awesome.
Yeah.
And it had your whole speech on there, which was just like so fun to watch back. It had my dad's speech. And I don't know, like it was actually my favorite anniversary with Chris, even though we didn't do anything really other than watch that. It was just really cool to watch it back. And in a good way, it was like, man, we were so much has changed. We are so different. And it was, I'm just so proud of our marriage. Like, I'm so proud of what we continue to build, how far we've come. And then even just We were able to see, you know, the loved ones in the video who are no longer here. Mm. And it did bring happiness. Mm. It was really emotional, but it was also like cool to have that video of them. Yeah. Like the opening Aww. Scene was Annie, our wiener dog who's passed away, and Cody, who just passed away. Well, late last year. And Jack, our dog, who's still alive. But the opening scene, I was like, oh God, like Chris and I both started crying. This is going to be a long hour. Mm-hmm. And then it got really, really good. So that was cool. My favorite thing that I heard.
For anyone in Portland, do you know who did your stuff?
They're no longer doing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I asked them already. They're no longer doing it. But they were awesome. So favorite thing I heard was a podcast called The Rabbit Hole.
Oh.
It is so
She Good. Teased us on Patreon, guys, but we didn't get to know.
Okay, so someone who listens to this podcast recommended it. And I went and checked it out. And it's from the New York Times. And basically, it follows this man who, I'm not going to give it all away, but it's this man who was sort of apolitical, kind of edgy, just didn't really follow a party, you know, Republicans or Democrats or anything. And it basically shows like how he goes into YouTube and one thing leads to the next, And he's basically radicalized on YouTube. And it's actually, and then they layer it with information about how platforms can do that and the decisions that were made years ago. So like, for example, YouTube, they had a big push for not just if people like rated a video, right? But the duration of time that they were in YouTube. Uh-huh. And so if you watch something on YouTube, it's going to recommend content to keep you there, right? And so what it was doing, the algorithms behind it was like entrenching him into these. And he ended up listening to things that were extremely racist. And he turned into like an extremist. But they interview him.
So it's following this guy. Okay.
Following this guy. But then they also go into like the headquarters of YouTube and talk. There's like really interesting topics around platforms and responsibility and like what are we design. And there was this one moment in the podcast where someone who had been designing these algorithms was in court and he said, you know, these platforms design it this way. Like this is designed for you to stay here. Yeah. And it is, you know, like you mentioned relevancy, like there's so many things that are so relevant to right now, how people are getting information on every side. This is not, I mean, really like every side, you know, there's extremism and how we're all in our own, can be in our own echo chambers. And it is fascinating. It is fascinating. So I would highly recommend listening to The Rabbit Hole. And I've done it. It made me do some reflection on trying to, especially in my Twitter feed, reduce the opinion news that I'm following.
Oh, yeah.
And get to just more like scientific and fact-based and versus, you know, some opinion. But and then also following making sure that I'm following resources that are people and resources that are not in line with how I am traditionally think, that push me in different directions so that I'm not just one-sided or whatever. Fantastic podcast. Okay. Favorite thing I'm adding one. Smelled. Favorite thing I smelled.
Ooh.
So FabFitFun. They sent in one of their boxes. Did you get the perfume, the rollerball? It's by Riddle, like, but the I is like an upside down question mark. And it's original by Riddle.
I don't know.
Did you get that?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Love it. It is so, I'm wearing it right now. It's like a soft kind of musk. Like I like darker smelling perfumes.
Yeah.
Like warmer perfumes. I love it. I'm obsessed.
Okay. Riddle.
With it. Riddle. And I couldn't find it on Amazon, but they do have a website. And I also like rollerball versus spray because I think it really like gets into your skin more.
Really? I hate rollerball.
Really?
I hate it. Yeah. Why? I really prefer. Just the convenience. I feel like I'm like rolling forever and like barely anything comes. I don't know. I have a rollerball and I don't use it. Of that perfume that I, and then I went and bought a spray and that spray is basically gone. But the rollerball is just sitting there like, sad because I don't use it.
Yeah, wow. I'll give you my sprays. You give me your rollerballs. We're such a good combo.
All right. Yeah. We'll
okay. Products. These are some Costco finds. Things. Two things we've talked about on this pod, but they're at Costco, at least at my Costco right now. The Bioderma cleansing water to take off makeup that you talked about. Uh-huh. They have a Costco size with a pump.
Whoa. Oh.
Huge.
Huge. Kay. Good.
So that's there. And then I talked about Elanos Greek yogurt. They have key lime pie with a pie topping, like a pie granola topping. That's at my Costco. Oh. So make sure you're checking the yogurt aisle. And then I found the Bioderma. It was like the doorbuster right when you walk in.
Oh, okay.
Favorite thing I ate slash another product is a, this is funny. I went on Amazon, or I went on our Instagram and talked about this. And we went camping and we got this like cast iron thing. And I was like, I don't really know what it's called. And a lot of you messaged and said, that's a pie iron. Or like where we're from,
people
we call them pudgy pies. They're called pudgy pies, mountain pies, or hobo pies were the most popular responses that I got. And it's basically like something that you put in your toppings and then you close it and then you put it over the fire. You put it over anything. And the way it cooks, so we cooked pizza in there. Mm, we did like instant biscuits on the outside. Then we put pizza toppings, more biscuit, and then closed it and put it over the fire. But what I want to try is what a lot of you wrote in your favorite recipes. So I'm going to share just a couple. Some of you said you put white bread, like peanut butter and Nutella and banana and like put that over the fire. And it's amazing. Some of you said you can make the best grilled cheese. One of my favorite responses was making like a campfire pie. So putting white bread, some butter, some cinnamon, some pie filling, and then more bread, putting it over the thing and putting it over the fire. So anyway, wanted to share that. I added the pie iron that we bought on Amazon to our faves. So go to Instagram, click on the link. You'll get to our Amazon store that way in our bio.
That's it. Okay. I forgot I had one thing on Herd that I wanted to share. If any of you guys have heard somebody say masks don't work or, you know, masks are bad for you. There was this girl who... Well, woman, she's a doctor. She, I guess, posted a video of her with a mask on and all of her protective gear and with her pulse ox to show that her oxygen was fine. And then it went viral and she had all these like rebuttals and people saying, well, what about this? And what about this? And blah, blah, blah. And she went on a whole tirade. So I'll say her name, but also I think there's like 12 parts because you can only do 1 minute, but yeah. I'm going to play at least one of them. I saved two, but the rebuttal for CO2 can't escape the mask. It's not good to rebreathe your own CO2. And she drops like a bunch of like great, knowledge. So I'm going to make it so Carl can see too.
Another very frequent comment that I received was that CO2 can't escape from your mask and that it's going to get trapped and it's really not good to rebreathe your own CO2. So a carbon dioxide molecule is 0.00065 microns in size. An N95 mask will filter out 95% of particles that are 0.3 microns or bigger. So clearly CO2 molecules and oxygen are going to very easily be able to pass through an N95 mask. Then people will say, well, COVID, the virus is 0.125 microns in size. So that's going to go through the 95 mask. That is the true size of the virus, but this virus travels in droplets. That is the primary mode of transmission, and droplets are always going to be bigger than 0.3 microns. It can be anywhere from 1 to 500 microns in size. Even if some CO2 is trapped inside the mask, it is highly unlikely that it will accumulate to any level where it's going to become clinically significant to the point where you actually become hypercarbic or symptomatic from CO2 retention.
Another great man. So I really liked
her name?
That. It is Chris. Oh, wow. She is. So her name's Christina Kim, but on TikTok, it is Christina with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 A's. So Christina Kim.
Yeah.
Is what cool. She is. Let me just play this good. Other second one that this is masks don't work anyway is the rebuttal. Masks don't work.
Another frequent comment I received was that masks don't prevent transmission of COVID or won't stop me from getting COVID. So first of all, nothing is 100% going to prevent the transmission of COVID, but masks are definitely going to minimize the risk of transmission, which is something that we all, I think, have a duty to do as people, as humans. So surgeons wear masks in the OR to protect the surgical field. Basically, they're protecting.
Which on the screen right now, she writes, would you feel okay if your surgeon didn't wear a mask during your surgery? And I feel like that's really powerful because people that are rebutting masks probably would not feel comfortable if their surgeon was operating on them and wasn't wearing a mask. Yeah. You know, like I wouldn't yeah. if I, when I was having my C-section and if everyone wasn't wearing a mask, I would not feel comfortable, yeah. you know, but anyway.
The surgical field from themselves. I work in oncology. Whenever we see people who are neutropenic with no immune system, or if they're bone marrow transplant patients with zero immune system, we always wear a mask to protect them from us, because we know that the mask is going to block things that could travel from talking or getting close to a patient from us to them. Mm.
So she keeps going. But anyway, I found that really, so she's like 12 parts too. So yeah. it's probably not any of you guys that are not wanting to wear masks, but it can arm you to your parents yes. or your, you know, whatever, so that you kind of have the knowledge of
navigate
those things.
Those conversations.
That's not really true. Right. Yeah, yeah. Navigate those conversations. So
it is really anyway. Important that, you know, so many, there's like so many different realities right now, like so many people who are doing different behaviors. And it's important that one, you continue to stay strong in making the decisions that are going to best protect you and your family, but then also that you become comfortable being uncomfortable, helping spread facts, because there has been a lot of misinformation. So mm-hmm. that's awesome. Thank you for
yeah.
sharing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something else we want to share with you guys
Ooh.
That is going to help keep you healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Care of. Care oh, of. Yeah. They're one of our partners that has been around the longest. So we know you guys have heard us talk about them, but they have continued to like innovate and bring new things. But Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy. Excuse me. The carbonation is making me burp. makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. And what I love about it is it's not just vitamins and supplements. Now I actually just got, they have these things called quick sticks. So I got all of them this week. So I've had gut health and pocket protectors before, which is immunity. And they're these little sticks. I pop them in, especially when I'm traveling or something. Ooh. And they're powders and they taste delicious. And you pour them on your tongue. You don't need anything. You know, it's like a treat. But I also got their sleepy one for helping you drift off to sleep. I got a stress one that helps you combat stress. And then their other one, I can't remember what it is right now. I don't know. I'm blanking. But anyway, they have those. They have protein products. I just got my updated pack, because anytime my life changes, I go online, I take their quiz, and it's a super quick quiz, but you tell them about your needs, your lifestyle, what you're looking for, and then it spits back a personalized plan for you. So you don't cool. have to wander into the store and figure out what to buy. And also, I can't tell you how many times I have done that, wandered into a store, blindly yep. looked for things, picked things off the shelf, and then start taking. I'm like, well, is this even doing anything? And stopped using it.
Yeah.
You know, with Care, it's such a hassle, but with Care, you get exactly what you need. You're not buying a bunch of bottles. They send you personalized packs that have in it exactly what you need to take every day. So you don't even need those pill canisters, because they've come. They're in those little packs, super easy to travel with when we can do that again. But it has
high quality too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like the best. You know, you're getting the best. You don't have to guess.
Yes, that is. Their prenatals are some of the best. And that's what I took my whole pregnancy. That's what I'm still taking. I have added magnesium now because I'm back to drinking. And if you drink, everyone should be having magnesium, but definitely if you're drinkers like we are. Yeah. They are focused on quality, science, and research that goes into all of their products and recommendations. So you can feel good about it. And also it just makes your life easy. So
guys, for 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care of, go to takecareof.com/sip25 and enter code SIP25. That's 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care of. Go to takecareof.com/sip25 and enter code SIP25.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, so I had to open my bottle.
Okay.
I've got my next cocktail here. How is your situation?
I've got plenty.
Okay,
great. I've got my mimosa.
Well, I need you to take a big swig of it, because I'm already one down.
Fine.
What I've done is so when I said, call, I don't know if this murder thing is going to work today, but I did find, this carbonation. Just be grateful we're not sitting in the same room, because remember sometimes when we would record together, would like have dinner and then have carbonated drinks, and then I'd be burping in Colleen's face the whole time.
It wasn't
was disgusting.
I miss you, you know. I don't miss that.
Yeah, no,
I miss you.
You would. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, just John's a lucky guy. Can we all just be really clear on that? You know? Okay. So I went on and I was like Googling what other things we could do. And there are lots of, if you guys want to do a murder mystery with your friends, I just Googled like free virtual murder mystery and you can do that. Problem is a lot of them, you need to have like 8 people. 6 to 8 to 10 or
hit
whatever.
Hit us up if you have a favorite one that you can do with 2 people. Yes. You can sip with us at gmail.com because it'd be so fun to do a murder mystery, but you know what I mean. Okay, yeah. We already talked about that.
But what I did do is I found, so we're going to play a game called Most Likely To. And this is a trend all over TikTok, but I found a website and it is mostlikelytodrink.com. And you can put in there what kind of cards you want. So here, let me share my screen, just show you Colleen really quick.
I'm so excited about this.
Okay. So you put in whatever you want. So you can say general questions. You can do general questions with guys, with girls, guys and girls only, guys. And then you can also select dirty questions. So I have general questions. I looked at girls only and it would be like, which girl is most likely to? So I feel like that would be to play with a group of girls, not just the two of us, you know? So I have general questions and then I check the box for dirty questions. And then it's a deck of cards and you just click the card and it'll pop up another one. So how Call and I are going to do this, I'm going to stop screen sharing and I'll just read it because I feel it's better for on Instagram. What we've been doing weekly, guys, is trying to get some video up for you guys on Instagram. So if you're curious what we look like when we're talking, go over there. So I'll read it to you, but whoever, we're going to have to say out loud something to let people know who are listening. Hey, I'm drinking or whatever.
So guys, right now, pick if you're team Ash or team Call. And all that, Matt, is that when I drink, you drink. Ooh, when Ash drinks, you drink. But you got to pick right now whose team you're playing on. So on the count of three, say out loud, Ash or Call. 1, 2, 3.
Ash.
Call.
I mean, okay. So like, for example, this question is who's most likely to be the best fighter? And I think I would drink on that.
Oh yeah, sure. Do we have to agree or do we both say at the same time?
No, we would just say at the same time. So sometimes you would say Ash drink and I would just go in and drink. Or what if we both say call like at the same time the other one should drink or we both just drink because we, you know what I mean?
So I think we'll see. Gotta I don't say it so that go. People can play better with us.
Yes.
We'll narrate.
Yeah. We've got to figure this out. We're learning as we go, guys. We'll see how it goes. Yay. We'll make sure to be cognizant of the viewers and the listeners. Okay. Here. Are we ready, Colleen? Okay.
Yeah.
First question. Who's most likely to notice when someone has cut their hair?
Call.
Yeah. Call.
For sure.
Colleen, drink. Mm-hmm.
Okay, team Call.
And we have to go quick.
Yeah.
Quick. Yeah. Okay. Who's most likely to have their last words being, watch this, Call. Calling.
Watch this?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well, I mean, like in that sense, I'm thinking of a show or something, you know, not like, watch this, I'm going to do something crazy.
Watch this. But hey, like, guys, I'm going to die.
Hey, watch this, I'm going to die. But I meant in the sense of like, Call's going to leave you with something that you got to check out before she goes.
A legacy. Watching, you know,
legacy of fear. Watch this. Okay. Who's most likely to have the most tattoos? Ashley.
Ash, for sure.
Oh, I don't have to drink.
Yeah, you don't have to drink.
I've been drinking every time.
Okay.
It's like fun. We made a decision.
Who's most
drink.
Likely to be able to hold their breath the longest? Colleen, I think.
Do you want
to
test it?
Okay. Well, it's going to be boring, but ready, set.
Yeah. Did you breathe in yet? I haven't.
Well, but I breathed in. I breathed in, so I was holding it the opposite of you.
What do you mean?
I would have
holding breath, but like I can't breathe in. But I was still talking to try and throw you off.
Yeah, but if I would have talked, that would have been me breathing. Because what I needed to do, I inhaled before I was holding.
Okay,
so
it's
what
a social.
I needed to do
it's
next,
a social.
Was, it's a social.
Everybody drinks.
Everyone drink. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's why I wasn't talking back to you because that's when I would have given up my breath.
I was bending the rules.
Yeah. Well, no, we were just opposite. We were doing it opposite. It's fine. Okay. Who's most likely to buy a pet rock? Colleen. If it's advertised if it's advertised in Instagram, you're going to buy it.
You're the one coming onto the pod with 60 products.
Yeah.
I say you've got the pet rock.
It's a social. It's a social. Okay.
Like how quickly you decided that
how many times have you brought a thing and you're like, this was an ad in my Instagram feed, so I bought it.
True. That's true.
That's true.
Okay, who's most likely to watch someone else play a video game from beginning to end?
Neither
of us. You? Okay, mm-hmm. Colleen.
Mm-hmm. I could see myself doing that.
I cannot. Unless I was totally like maybe on drugs, which is also not
Did you play video games growing up?
Mario Kart and Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Finish him.
Like spinning around.
Oh yeah, I did Zelda. Yeah. I did some.
Wait, you still play video games?
I still play games.
I don't know why I said neither of us.
Yeah, I've like straight up watched my dad play games against other people online.
And weekly. Yeah. Do you still have a date with your dad weekly playing
Not
games?
Not anymore because it's harder Ben, with Ben. Yeah. But when I can, I dabble.
You try to.
He's a World of
Guys,
Warcraft.
Call is a gamer, by the way.
Yeah.
You didn't know this.
Games are fun.
Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. Who's most likely to date someone with children?
Oh.
Ooh. How do we do that? pretend we're single.
Okay.
But I think both of us are equally likely.
Yeah.
I agree. Social?
If we weren't moms, I think I would say neither of us. But now that we're moms and we like kids, both of us.
Okay. Both. Drink. Everybody drink.
Social. Who's most likely to offend a stranger? Ashley.
Ashley.
Oh, wait.
You don't have to drink. Cole's just taking him down.
I just feel good when we land on something.
I know. Like, oh, celebration.
Great.
Who's most likely to say, I love you on a first date? Ashley.
I think Ashley.
Really?
I mean,
I'll agree.
You and Chris were best friends for...
I don't think me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think
But you didn't know if it was...
I knew it wasn't me, but I didn't know it was you. Are you a fast faller?
I don't think
faller?
It's me, but I just think it's not you.
Okay.
Here she is still trying to chug. Okay.
Team who's, call, we're hosed.
Who's most likely to call someone by the wrong name? Me, only every
you.
Single time I say anything. How many times have I done
you
that? Should be
can't
drinking
get your own
event.
Son's
no.
name right. So, yeah.
No.
This is,
no.
if you're on Team Ashley, no. you have to drink yeah. like 3 sips right now because this one's extra spot on.
Yeah. Take it all. Okay. Take it to the dome. Who's most likely to wear the same clothes 2 days in a row?
Social.
Okay. Who's most likely to think they have a superpower? Call.
I think me.
You.
Yeah. Team call, drink.
Well, you've got that psychic thing.
I'm
you know?
In touch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time I think I've got superpowers.
You've got something.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to win a game of beer pong?
Me.
You.
I'm really good at hand-eye coordination type games.
You're good.
Cornhole,
you're good.
Beer
a
pong,
flip cup,
pool.
I'm, oh, yeah. No, call, suck it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Who's most like, wait.
What?
Didn't we already do this? Who's most likely to offend a stranger?
Yeah.
Did we have that one?
But you got to drink again. Team Ash, put it back.
Why did it double? I thought, are we already through them? But here's another one. Who's most likely to have peed on someone? Both of
you.
Us probably on each other. Social.
What?
I mean, I'm picturing us in our college days, like drunk in a bathroom, like, oh, I got a jellyfish sting or something. I mean, it hasn't happened. I'm saying I could see it.
Yeah, jellyfish sting is good context.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
And also I said drunk in a bathroom in college because the bars we hung out in had jellyfish all over them. They just were everywhere. And so sometimes it was like Colin, I had to run to the bathroom.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had a sting. Someone had to, you know. Yeah.
Gotta take the
but
sting
do you know
out.
What I mean? I could just
I
picture
what
us
you
in
mean.
A bathroom bar like, let's
peeing
just try
wildly.
This. See what happens.
Let's just try this.
I don't know.
Great.
Or peeing on the girl next to us. I don't know. Okay, here we go. In a nice way.
Crazy shit.
Who's most likely to start a cult? Some would say I'm already a part of one. MLM.
Some could say that I was also a part of one when I sold bookstore to door in college and recruited
That's
everybody.
That's true. It's a social.
Okay.
Social.
We're bandwagoners.
We're bandwagoners.
It's fine.
We're going to jump
We'll drive safe.
Yeah.
Join
us. Drive safe. Who's most likely to collect the oddest items? Probably call.
You what?
I don't know.
What? Rocks and odd items? What the
this
hell?
This is not a game where you can get offended. I don't
I'm not
know.
Offend. I think I am offended.
Yeah,
maybe
clearly.
I'm not seriously offended. But,
okay, wait. But
just
who's
the
most
speed.
Likely to con- who? Yeah. But, well, all I'm thinking is it's not me. I'm not collecting
all right, fine.
Anything.
Team call. I do collect. Okay. Now that I'm thinking about it, odd items, it depends on what you consider odd. But I've got an assortment of travel treasures, little wooden elephants.
Well, and I feel like you see special things in lots of things. You know, you're like, this is special and whatever.
Team call.
Yeah, you set. I wasn't saying that in like a, oh, she's a hoarder. I was just saying it in like a, my first thought was, well, I don't give a shit about hardly anything, so I can't be collecting things. Like, it's just, you know, if it's a fit. My dad, I collected elephants for a while, I guess. My dad asked me the other day, because he keeps getting them for me, and I don't know what to do with them. So finally he asked the other day, hey, do you still collect elephants? And I'm like, no. But he just like keeps getting them for every season. Elephant. Yeah, he just buys
me
elephants.
He can send them to me. I do have
Colleen
elephants.
Now. I've passed on my elephant collection to her.
Rick,
bring them on over. Okay. Who's most likely to go to a bar more than 3 times in 1 week? At me.
Yeah. Well, that checks out.
That checks out.
I still drank.
I still drank. Because you're a great support system. So guys, if you're drinking for team call, drink on that one because she's very supportive.
I've drank every time.
Who's most likely to offend a stranger? Listen, asshole, you've asked us twice already. This is the third time we've answered it. Can you get it together? It's still
next.
Me.
Next.
Who's most likely to give the best massages?
I don't love giving massages.
I don't. It's not.
Mine would probably be high quality, though. So we'll say team call.
Chrissage. Mm-hmm. Chrissage envy.
You drank on behalf of association.
Yeah. Right. Who's most likely to join the circus?
Probably me.
Really?
I'm a performer. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Cole.
I could see myself doing very well.
Okay, yeah. I could see myself doing very well. Okay. Who's most likely to help an older person cross the street?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I was going to say, like, I could do that, but...
Social.
I'd probably be too drunk. You know? I'd probably, like, where am I on the street? I'm probably sitting at a bar drinking, and then I see an old person, and I think, oh, shit, they could use some help walking across the street. And then I think...
Then you call me.
Well, I could use some help walking over there to help them cross the street. I'm stumbling. So, yeah, I'm calling I'm phoning a friend, and it's Colleen.
Yeah, I gotta help
call that
people.
Person needs some help crossing the street.
Yeah, you got
I'm on it.
You got collections. Connections, call. That didn't work.
Oh! I was like, who do I owe? Collections? Okay.
You need a call action agency. Okay, this is getting loose. That's what she said. Oh, that could be merch. This is getting loose.
That could be merch. I need a call action agency.
Oh man,
this is getting loose. Always a weird bam, 1-2 punch. Okie dokie, folks. How are we doing on time? Should we wrap it up?
Are we on a conference call?
Hey, are you good on time?
Whoa. I know we're at the hour. What the hell? God. Hey, I know we're at the hour. Are you good on time? Are you good to go over a few?
I have a hard stop at 2:15.
Oh, do ya? Oh, do you have a hard stop?
I do like telling people that.
You have a lunch you have to go get from your kitchen.
Doesn't that feel powerful when you say that to someone, though? Like, hey, I've got a hard stop at this time. And then you're like, so, Jake. You know, take as long as you need, except for I'm about to bounce on this. You know what I mean? Doesn't that feel like a power move?
Yeah,
hey, I've got a hard stop.
What? You know what I like? Yeah, it's a power move, especially if you were scheduled for an hour, but then you have a hard stop like before that hour.
Yeah.
Like it's like a call goes to one. You're like, I have a hard stop at 12:30. You just cut the call short. You know what I don't like? People say, I'm going to give you a half hour back in your day.
Oh,
you're gonna give it back to me? It was already mine.
It was already mine.
This is my day.
This is my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I decide. Yeah. You don't give it. You don't take if you don't give it. I'm choosing this. The call ends. It ends. Don't act like you just handed me a gift.
The call ends. It ends.
Okay. Let's do one more.
Okay. One more. Oh my God! You'll never guess
what.
Who's most likely to offend a stranger? This is the fourth time. Do you think this thing makes money every time it gives
next, give me a break.
Okay, I'm trying to get to a good one. Who's most likely to lie to the police? Both of us. We would be in cahoots.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, this is a game of losers or winners.
Winners.
Everyone came out on top.
Hey, I'm going to give you an hour back in your day.
Hey. Hey, guys,
picture this. You're finishing a glass of wine. And just as you're about to pour another,
it happens.
You're out.
The realization, you're all out and there's no backup bottle. I call that novenophobia, the fear of running out of wine. But guys, there's a hero in a cape, and that is First Leaf. Personalized boxes of wine shipped right to your door. You go to their website. You take a quick little quiz. It's going to assess your drinking preferences. Then the heroes at First Leaf are going to pick out six expertly picked bottles of wine based on your answers. But it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
It gets way better because you get your wine, but then they use your ratings and feedback to then further refine your future shipments. It's a love that keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Just give the bottles a thumbs up, a little thumbs down. They're going to take care of the rest. Okay. You can also, if you want, if you're the expert, if you want to take the time back, you can say, hey, First Leaf, I'm going to give you an hour back in your day. And I'm going to pick out the wines that I want. But they update their inventory every month. You've always got something new to try. They sent me a variety, you guys, and I loved them all.
I didn't
drink one that I didn't like. I had a little red, I had a little white, I had a little rosé, but you guys, it's super flexible. You can choose when and how often you get your shipments, and they got 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't receive a bottle, you aren't into, no sweat. It's fine. They're going to cover it. You're good.
So do us a favor. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Sign up today to get six bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Hello. Just go to firstleaf.com/sip. That's six bottles of wine for only $29.95 at tryfirstleaf.com/sip.
All right. Time to bring this
sign
home.
On. Smell amazing. Do you ever think that... That's like, I don't remember what that
was
from.
Slam.
I don't know. Scent bird. But sometimes when I finish reading ads, I hear that in my brain.
Sign on. Smell amazing.
Smell amazing. What if we just added that to every ad?
Great.
You know?
Great. It's fine. Scent bird needs to pay us. Let's send him an invoice.
Shit. You're getting loose over here.
What happened?
Okay. I just kicked the cord.
Oh, yeah.
Kick the cord. Okay.
Wait, what were my last words?
Did you say the old kick the cord?
Like it's like kick the can.
It's like an old classic. The old kick the cord. That happens.
I watch people play that online.
Kick the cord.
What? Oh, I'm tying in things. Because earlier I was voted most likely to watch people play things online.
I got voted. Yeah. Okay.
Me and my pet rock, okay, are just landing this bird, bringing it home.
Whoa. I have too big of a buzz to remember anything else that was said. Okay. So, rant and rave. What? It's time for rant and rave.
Yeah.
Okay, my rant is I ordered these pajamas from Anthropologie. And Anthropologie isn't cheap, but it was so cute. And I thought, I'm going to get these. And
I ordered splurge on myself.
I'm going to splurge because I live in pajamas.
I deserve
it. And I ordered a size large, which generally large fits well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's not, this is a large shirt, which you could say maybe is a little roomy, you know, because I think this might be a little unisexy, but it's comfortable. I would rather it be too big than too small.
Sure.
Here's my issue. If you're going to put large in the tag, if someone's going to order online and they don't know, and not necessarily large, like whatever your size is.
Yeah.
How about don't be a dick and make it fit like four times smaller than it is. I put on these shorts. It was these, you know, a top and bottoms. I put them on. It was literally cutting off my circulation at my hips. And if I didn't take those off, I was going to lose. It was going to amputate my bottom half.
You're going to lose half your body.
I was going to lose half my body. And I thought,
yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
These aren't large.
This isn't right.
This is not accurate.
Criminals.
These fit way too small. Yeah, you know, the murder that we were going to solve was me. I was going to be killed by these
pants.
We had
to lock up anthropology.
That's
throw them in jail.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah, we already solved
That's
it.
That's what we're going to do.
It drives me crazy. Like, if you're going to put a size in, make it somewhat accurate, especially in the day of online ordering. We're not going into your stores and trying shit on right now because we're not spreading the vibe, you know?
Because
we're keeping it tight. We're keeping it at home. You're keeping it way too tight. Loosen up your shit and get it together.
You know what sucks about this whole story? Then you got to deal with a return.
Oh, God.
And it's a random website, right? It's
Don't
not Amazon.
Me. Don't remember.
So you got to go in and figure out, how do I do this? All the thing. Terrible.
Right. What are you pissed off about?
All right. So we go camping.
I know. And that sucks. I knew you were going to hate it.
You know what? Yes. Wanted you to hate it and you did. When?
Your rant is my rave. I knew it.
So waiting for this moment.
Biggest regret buying that camper. I told you.
In deep now, Carl. Try and return that.
Collection agency.
Collections.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
You went camping.
So we go camping. Lot of mosquitoes.
Oh, God.
I'm in a mosquito fortress.
Oh.
And they're huge. They're huge. They're ready to play. They don't care about repellent. They don't care.
Oh, they
don't. So I got it. It's like one thing if I get bit and they find me, but it's a whole nother thing if Ben gets bit. So I am mosquitoes. I am like a mom mosquito. Like I'm at war with them. Like stay away from my baby. So I've got little stickers for Ben to put on his clothes to like, you know, their little repellents, all the things.
GTFOs.
But the thing is they're going for his face. He didn't get bit a single time. Let me preface
you,
this.
Thank God. Okay.
But I got this little canister of baby bug repellent that it's like all natural, put on their skin. But trying to get anything on a baby's face.
Oh. Yeah,
I dip my hands in it and I try. I go to put him on his cheeks and he looks at me and he's like, oh, hell no. You know, and he's
lady.
Ducking and weaving, bobbing and weaving, trying, turning his face, you know, and then hands go to the eyes. So he's smearing things all over.
Yep. Yep.
Then the sun comes out. Time to put sunscreen on him.
Oh, God.
You know, to make sure that he doesn't get burnt.
Right.
I got a little hat for him, all the things, but he's still got some skin exposed. He's still going to make sure, you know. So I put a little of the Aveeno, whatever I'm using on him, try and put it on his cheeks, try and put it on his forehead.
Right.
And he's an alligator. He's an alligator. He thinks
trying
I'm torturing
to
him.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. And he's I got to get his a little bit on his hands, you know, but just right to the eyes.
Oh, gosh.
God, just trying to put anything on a baby sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, this is for your own good. Just sit still for a minute.
Yes.
I remember that when Revit, now she's fine, but when we dress her, she would like she would not want to put on clothes. And so she'd like start throwing fits because she didn't like clothes pulled over her head and stuff. And I'm like, if you would just let this happen, it would be so much faster. It's just prolonged punishment right now. Like just chill the F out, girl. And then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
what you mean.
They don't get it.
No.
It's like
no.
Grow up. You know what I mean?
And then don't.
But in that moment. Right.
Grow up and then go back.
Yeah.
Then grow down.
Right. Grow up. Let me get this lotion on you. And then just keep being a baby. Okay. But you got to know when.
All right. What's your rave?
You'll never believe it. I didn't put a rave down for this week, which I feel like has been my MO for the last several weeks. So now I got to think on my toes. What has been, you know, and at this point, I'm not sure if I've said this before, but my rave this week, I guess, is just going to go back. It's just going to go back to the standard. Revy has been so fun lately.
Oh,
like
Rev.
She has not been throwing her asshole tantrums. She's been like laughing and it is so fun. Everything about her has been very fun lately. She's still in the parrot phase. So she like repeats everything we say. And every day she's saying something new and it's really cute. She's getting good at coloring. And I just feel like, I mean, Max totally playing second fiddle because, and I remember our friend Lindsay, I think it was Lindsay that said this, that like she feels bad because her second kid doesn't get the attention of the first kid because the first kid is still doing things that you've never seen before. And the second kid is doing things that you've already seen with your first one. And so Mac is like, he's the best. I mean, he's the best. But Revy is doing things that I've never seen.
She's breaking new territory.
Yeah, every day. And it is just so fun. And we did have our family over yesterday, quarantine crew for the 4th of July. And she loves them and they love her. And, oh, I guess this is a rave. Rev watching fireworks. I woke her up last night. So the fireworks didn't start. Refi goes to bed at 7:30. Fireworks didn't start until like 9 here. And then I thought, is it bad if I wake her up? But I thought I wanted her to experience this. And I remember like growing up as a kid, you have those special moments on holidays. So I wasn't going to wake her up if she wasn't up. But I went into her room and she popped right up. And normally if she's like asleep, she'll just be sleeping when I walk into her room. But I pulled her out last night. I brought her on the street. And just there's the magic on her face watching these fireworks. Like everything is, you're seeing life through new eyes again with your kids. I don't know. So whatever, I guess I have, my rave is just Revy in general. You know, just Rev.
Rev. All right. Well, my rave is also about one of my children. So Jack, he is our oldest pup now. He used to be the middle. So his younger sister, Annie, died. I talked about that at the top of the pod a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Late last year, his older brother, Cody, died. So Jack is the last of the old guard. And ever since Cody died, Jack has been my security detail. And I just want to rave about that. Mm. Because at this point, Jack has kind of lost his hearing a little bit. He's got arthritis. Things aren't as easy for the old pup. He still looks young. He's like a George Clooney of a dog.
He's a kid at
heart. He's still got this playfulness to him. It's just adorable. But he's Velcro to me. He's actually sitting outside my door right now. He follows me everywhere. He works with me during the day. He sleeps by my bed at night. He never used to do this. But it's not to the point that it's like, you know, sometimes when a dog follows you around, you're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
But it is very clear. He's got like a little earbud, you know, in his ear.
Right.
Like, you know, she is safe. She's secure. Yeah. It feels like, and he's happy about it. Yeah. But he is just attached to my hip. He has been for months. Buddy. And he just, it used to be where I would like, be like, Jack, you're right by, like, when I get up to go to the bathroom, I'm going to step on you.
Yeah.
And I would try and move him, you know, and now I don't try and move him. I work around him, man. It's like, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for being my guy. You're my guy.
I saw this meme like a while ago and it said something like a dog, you to your dog. You're cuddling on the couch. Hey, I'm just going to get up and go to the bathroom really quick. Just stay right here. I'll be right back. And then the dog replies, no, I'd really feel more comfortable if we went together. And it's like, that's, you know, that's like what he's like. No, I just would rather feel more comfortable if we were together all the time. And I love it.
Oh, yeah. Jack. That's my rave. Guys, this was a fun one. Holy cow.
And how's your buzz level? Mine's pretty epic.
Oh, yeah. I'm buzz boozled.
We did good. You're buzz boozled.
Hey, guys, we're going to give you some time back in your afternoon, morning, evening.
Give you some time back.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a hard
stop
here.
We got a hard stop, so we're going to give you some time back. We love you.
We love you. Rate, subscribe, review. Give us your location, or what are they doing again?
They're capital C, capital U, capital N, capital Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
Cool. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign me up. Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon.com.
patreon.com/youcansipwithus, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCU.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.